here I am in Granbury on Friday night at 9 o'clock in a foreign car, and there ain't no place short of Dallas probably that I can get a fuel pump, or at least a big town, especially at 9 o'clock at night, because there wasn't that many foreign cars in 75 or 76. I said, I'm dead in the water. What am I going to do? And I hear this voice. He said, son, did I not say in my word that you could ask me for anything and I would do it for you? Now, only think, how many times did he make that statement? Ask the Father in my name anything and he will do it for you. That means he said that over and over and over, didn't he? But see, I didn't believe him. So by not believing him, I was living in sin. I wasn't believing the promises of God. Because they believe not the promises of God, none of them entered his rest. He made the promises, but they didn't believe. I wasn't believing. I'm living in unbelief myself. But I hear his audible voice out of his love and mercy. He said, son, did I not say in my word that you could ask me for anything and I would do it for you? And I said, I heard this audible voice. I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, so what do you do with that? Well, did I not tell you you could come and ask me for a free ticket to Hawaii and I'd buy you one? But I don't believe that, Lord. Okay, well, you can't have one then. See, that's the way we are. He tells us these things, but he says you've got to be obedient or these things don't work for you. You've got to obey me. So I said, okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to provide enough gas for this car to run 50 miles an hour until I get my wife and children home. Tomorrow, I'll put a new fuel pump on it. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. Now, I've got to act on that faith. Put that gas line back in, put the air cleaner on, shut the hood. Reached around, picked up a payphone, called Mom. I said, Mom, we had a little bit of car trouble, but it's all taken care of now. We're on the way home. Yeah. We're going to be just a little bit late. She said, son, you sure everything's okay? I said, yes, ma'am, everything's fine. See, that's total faith, right? I mean, I'm an engineer by trade. I know that fuel pump ain't working. I know that fuel pump ain't working. Now then, I've got to believe God, or I've got to believe what I've seen, hear, smell, feel, and all this stuff. My five physical senses. Now, your five physical senses are very difficult to overcome. Very difficult to overcome. You want to go by what you see. I mean, when I pray over you and speak over a tumor or cancer, and it's up there and it's breaking open and bleeding, and you look at it and you say, he prayed over it, but it looks worse than it did when he prayed. See? Now see, you can't get there. You can't get there like that. You've got to believe the word. So anyway, I get him around, getting that, put them tools up, and I get back in that car, and I reach for that key. And my wife said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going home. She said, I thought you said the fuel pump don't work. I said, it don't. And I hit that starter, and it started. And I backed out, and she never said a word. And I start out, and all of a sudden I hear this voice. You don't really think. You don't really think God would pump gas for an old wicked sinner like you. Now, who do you think that lovely voice was? I heard that audible. He sees me being put to the test. And God and the devil are both right there testing me to see where I'm going to go. And I out loud say, devil, in the name of Jesus, I'm going home. I asked God to fix this fuel pump and he's done it and I'm going to the house. Amen. Now, my wife's sitting over listening to all this. She's hearing a one-sided conversation. But she's a very smart woman. She never opened her mouth. She just listened. She didn't know what kind of battle I was going through. She didn't understand what was going on. But she didn't add to the situation. She just let me and God and the devil fight the case. She just sat there and let me fight the battle. She never said a word the rest of the way home. She never opened her mouth. She didn't understand the battle. But the battle was raging between me and God and the devil. I can only imagine if I'd have been over there on that side listening to me. I would have, what is going on with this guy? Has he lost his mind? Maybe that's why she didn't say anything. Maybe she thought I had. You know, it would be easy to understand that, wouldn't it? I'm not sure I understood it. In fact, I'm sure I didn't understand it. I mean, these spiritual battles I fought with the Lord and the devil, it's been a training ground to bring me to right here where I'm standing today. But as I drove that car out past town talking to God and the devil, and that devil's doing everything he can to get me to doubt. I mean, you know, I told him, I said, devil, I used to be an unworthy sinner. I used to be an unworthy sinner. But I said, devil, I got washed in the blood. You know, I said, I'm not under that. I am not an unworthy sinner no more. I'm a son of God saved by grace. And I'm doing everything I can, Lord, to walk holy and obedient to your word. The devil and God both knew the test. Both of them was right there. They were both right there. I get out the edge of town and I said, I'm going to the house. The devil's doing everything he could. And the Lord's sitting right there letting him do it. He's putting me to the test. He does this to you and me. He's testing us so that he can build our faith. Consider it pure joy. I didn't even know that scripture back in those days. But as I was, my faith was being tested. He was raising me to a new level. And as I'm going forward, I'm telling the devil, devil, you ain't going to get through. I'm going to believe, I ain't doubting, this car is running, and I'm going home. And I pushed that gas down on that car, and when we got out past the edge of town where the speed limit went from 35 to 55, I pushed her down, and it went right on up to 50, but it wouldn't go a mile an hour over 50. I thought, now this is strange. I'm driving, I push it all the way to the floorboard, and it's running 50. And so I get to a little hill, and I just keep it on the floorboard, and I go over the top of that hill at 50. I thought, now, wait a minute. As an engineer, this don't make no sense at all. It takes a whole lot more gas to go over that hill at 50 than it did on level ground at 50. When I got to the top of the hill, I just held it on the floor. When I got to the bottom of the hill, I'm still running 50. I thought, now, wait a minute, God. This don't make no sense at all. How many of you know God doesn't do nothing that makes sense to you? He happened to hit me. I know he did this, and this thought come to my mind. You asked for enough gas to run 50. So that's all you get. I am a faith God, and whatever you ask for, I know what you need even before you ask. So that's why before I learned these things, a woman would come in and say, I need to be healed of whatever. I got a pain in my arm. I said, okay. Lay hands on her arm and ask the Father to take it away. The pain goes away in the arm. She gets healed. She said, my lens, that works so good. Now then this pain in my stomach and this in my other shoulder and this one in my head. Reckon he could heal them all? But see, we only asked for one, didn't we? See, he taught me some principles. So then that's why I started praying like this. When somebody comes up, I say, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with this man or I don't know what's wrong with this woman. But from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, I ask you to do a Jesus overhaul on them. He said, hey, we're getting somewhere. Now I have the legal right to run in there and just heal that person completely. And did you know I've seen him heal people of things like that? And if I had have never known that principle, I would have never understood why I prayed for one thing and something else didn't get healed. I didn't ask. And he's a faith God. He'll only do what you have faith for. That's it. You know? So if you believe, where do you get a scripture like that? Matthew 8:13. Just think. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 13, Jesus makes this statement. And he made it to the centurion. The centurion came over and said, Master, I have a servant at home with a palsy. He said, I'll go heal him. He said, no, Lord, no, I'm not worthy of you to come under my roof. But he said, I am a man under authority. He said, I speak to this servant, and he obeys me. I speak to this one, and they obey me. I speak to that one, and they do what I say. And then he says, I know you're a man under spiritual authority. You just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. And Jesus turned and said, I have not seen such great faith in all Israel. Then he looked at him and says, as you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. As you have believed. As you have believed. Do we believe the wrong things as Christians? a pain comes up on your stomach, or a pain comes up on your shoulder, or a pain comes to your head, and you walk in and say, oh, honey, you got any headache pills? I sure have a terrible pain. You believe you got a headache? Yeah, but you don't have to have it. You don't have to have it. Yeah, you got a pain in your head. You're being put to the test. Now, you can have a whole medicine bottle or a whole medicine chest full of pills for every little ache and pain, or you can take Jesus and make sure you walk holy before Him. And when one of those pains come to you, you can say, no, I am healed by your stripes, and I have been given power over pain. I speak to that pain, and that pain's got to leave, and it's got to leave now in the name of Jesus. And when you do that, the Lord says, you passed your test. You passed your test, and the pain goes away. Somebody says, God wouldn't put me to the test. Hey, you ain't read the same book I've read. This book shows from day one that's all He's done. And I'm now realizing, as Dave and I study the Word together, Dave came to me the other day and he said, Thurman, I am now realizing that everything that happens to you and me, everything we do every day is a test. I said, that's right, Dave. Everything's a test, isn't it, Dave? And he's learning that. He's learning that well. But we don't pass most of our tests. We are like the guy on the bicycle. Just think, being married to a lovely woman 40 years. I mean, you know. And you wake up one morning and you're just, I mean, you went to bed happy as you could be. And she said something. Or maybe you heard something. And it lit your fire. How many of you, let's just be honest, how many of y'all have ever done that besides me? Any of y'all ever, you willing to acknowledge that sin? Somebody said something, you had a great day today, you walked in and your boss, I mean maybe you love your boss, and all of a sudden you walk in and you've done the best job yesterday on something, you worked hard on that, and you come in and say, my boss, I know he's going to say that's the best job he ever seen, and you walk in all happy. What did you think about that yesterday? He said, well, it wasn't too good. What? I worked hard. You might not say nothing to him, but boy, you're burning up on the inside.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid, and remember, Jesus is Lord.